Call it the incredibly shrinking dollar. The dollar falling again against the euro today after that weak new home sales number. In fact, in the last year, the dollar's dropped 10% against the euro. The euro now costs you about $1.41. And it's not just the euro. Last week, the dollar hit a three-decade low against the Canadian dollar. This morning, the greenback hit a record low against a basket of six major currencies. As tracked by the New York Board of Trade, we're talking about the dollar index.
Get the Dow Jones is up 105 points. This on a day when oil was up to a new time high of $96.67. Gold was up, the dollar was down. But look at those triple digits, and NASDAQ's doing well
only
also.
Only six Dow components are down.
So the government reported the GDP last week. They said our economy grew 3.9%. But to make that, the government assumed annualized inflation was running at 0.8%. Now, there's no way that's true. If the government was accurately reporting inflation, we would know we're in a recession. You guys have to start looking at real numbers. You're talking about the Dow up about 100 points today. If you price it in Canadian dollars, it's down almost 100 points.
I got about 30 seconds or so, but I want to get your take on how much lower you think the markets can go right now.
We think that the markets can decline 50 or 60%. We hate to say something so somber, but it's not the time to be optimistic or pessimistic. It's the time to be realistic. Our whole system has been built on credit expansion. We have to grow credit year over year in order to keep the economy growing. The economy is not going to grow. It's going to suffer recession, and once it enters recession, it's going to cascade on itself.
But what counts is not how many dollars we have, but what those dollars are worth and what we can buy with them. And the dollar is becoming less valuable every day. And based on our economy, our huge current account, our huge trade deficits, our lack of domestic manufacturing, our lack of domestic savings, there's only one thing the dollar can do, and that's go down.
People who have saved, they're being robbed. I mean, if you have a devaluation of the dollar at 10%, people have been robbed of 10%. But how can you pursue this policy without addressing the subject that somebody's losing their wealth because of a weaker dollar, and it's going to lead to higher interest rates and a weaker economy?
When you inflate a currency or destroy a currency, the middle class gets wiped out. So the people who get to use the money first, which is created by the Federal Reserve System, benefit. So the money gravitates to the banks and to Wall Street. So that's why you have more billionaires than ever before. Today, this country is in the middle of a recession for a lot of people. Michigan knows about it. Poor people know about it. The middle class knows about it. Wall Street doesn't know about it. Washington, D.C. doesn't know about it. But it's because of the monetary system and the excessive spending.
You stop the spending by changing the foreign policy and bringing our troops home and save hundreds of billions of dollars.
Nobody looks at the cause of our problems, and the cause comes from the Federal Reserve creating too much credit and distorting the markets.
You can't have a current account deficit of $800 billion a year and think the currency's going to hold up.
And everybody bugs the Fed, all the congressmen, everybody else, and Wall Street says, you know, what we need is more money, lower the interest rates. And nobody asks, how do you lower interest rates? Well, you do that by creating more money.
What specifically would you like to see Mr. Bernanke do right now?
If anything, he should be more careful with the amount of new money he creates out of thin air, because eventually this will just lead to loss of confidence in the dollar on the international exchange market, and that's exactly what's happened here in the last month or so. The dollar is going down sharply, and it's because we're resorting to inflation.
Well, you're quite right about the dollar going down.
And we have to realize it's our foreign policy that is deeply flawed, and we need to go back to our roots. We need to mind our own business. We need to have free trade. We need to have friendship with these countries, but we don't need to have an empire. We're going broke. The dollar's on its ropes. The end of an empire always comes when the currency is destroyed.
Without question, you're the only presidential candidate delving into these issues. What kind of new monetary system would you like to see? Do you want the dollar to be gold-backed again? Would you like to go back to fixed exchange rates? Give us a sense of where you'd like to go.
Well, we should follow the law, and the law is the Constitution. The Constitution said only gold and silver should be legal tender. We don't really have clear authority to have a central bank. Jefferson and Jackson got rid of a national bank because they didn't like it. We've only had a central bank for a relatively short period of time, but we can't get rid of the Fed in a day or a week. But we could legalize competing currencies. I mean, we compete with currencies around the world all the time. But why can't we have gold and silver competing as a currency and let people save?
His monetary opinions, I want to give you the first whack because I found them very interesting.
They're fantastic. I mean, just, Larry, just step back and realize how amazing it is. We have not had a presidential candidate who talked about free markets, who talked about monetary reform, who talked about tax reform the way Ron Paul does since Steve Forbes ran for president. Bravo, bravissimo, go Ron Paul.
All right, Steve Forbes, your name was just mentioned. Now, Steve, gold and silver is legal tender. Well, I think that's sensible. I don't agree about abolishing the central bank, but competing currencies on deposit, why not? These things have come up in the past. Those are pretty good ideas, aren't they?
Well, you sort of have competing currencies now. People can easily go in and out of currencies. But the key thing is to tie the dollar to a price range for gold. The dollar is solid. Let the other currencies in the world go all over the parking lot. Well, they'll come to us because we have a rock-solid currency, and that'll be good for the economy and good for the global economy as well. Have the dollar as good as gold.
Maintaining its value, no matter where you put the money, you're not going to have any value. That's where the crisis is coming. You're going to go up with all these cost of living increases, but you'll never keep up with the cost of living because the dollar is going down, the cost of living is going up. Our dollar today is worth 4 cents compared to the dollar of 1913 when the Federal Reserve took charge of it. If you don't deal with the dollar, there will be no retirement for anybody. We're going to have chaos. As long as we live beyond our means, we are destined to live beneath our means. And we have lived beyond our means because we are financing a foreign policy that is so extravagant and beyond what we can control, as well as the spending here at home. And we're depending on the creation of money out of thin air, which is nothing more than the debasement of the currency. It's counterfeit. And it is a natural, predictable consequence that you're going to have people benefit from it and other people suffer.